Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Healing into Femininity. Best friend, today we're diving right in. So we're still at the beginning of the year. Yeah, today, as I'm recording this, it's the 20th of January, 2024. And I have been bringing it to you this whole month. That was my goal: create content and something of value for you, for my tribe, each and every day. And today, again, I want to get a little bit more practical so you can kind of get a gist of what it feels like to be in my coaching containers. Yeah. But also for you to just, reflect and again, check where you are on the 20th of January in 2024, because so many of us, we set the intentions at the end of the year or at the beginning of the new year. And then I think there is a statistic that says, I don't know exactly when, but after probably 21 days or at the end of January, most people haven't really followed through with what they set out to do. So today for me, or not today, this year for me is really all about simplicity. All about simplicity. It's really about just, I only have one goal this year. I have really literally only one goal, maximum two. And number one goal is definitely a success goal, a financial goal, a community goal, a business goal. And the second one is more of a private goal, and it's a very clear to me. And I want to ask you, what are your two, yes, only two main goals this year? What are you focusing on? Because we can't be doing everything. Really, even though, and I know that I have made a big mistake in the past few years, to focus on too much at once. But I have realized that it's better to just focus, like fully focus on one thing. And then if there is some spare time here and there, you can add another of the goals. And if you know me, if you know my concept, we always talk about the four quadrants of life. So, health goals, relationship goals, financial goals, and like creative goals, right? These are the four things I talk about. And so, this year for me, as I said, I have one relationship goal and one business slash financial goal. Yeah. So my health, I would say, is already well on its way. Like there is a routine there. I have my routine with my food, with my movement. That's on lock. I don't have to focus on it as much. And there's no ambition for me to set a goal there. But really, what am I giving my time and energy and especially my mental energy too. This is what we want to talk about today a little bit. Because we only have that much of mental capacity in order to be thinking about something, not only like actively, because if you've ever done something, there is the active time that you focus on it, and then there is the time off where you actually open your mind and just like think about it casually, or you don't think about it at all. This is the time where you, for example, if your main goal is on business, on producing something, whatever it is of your creative output you want to bring to this world this year, then you can use the time where you are active, where you're using your body, where you are working out, or where you're going into nature. This is something that is also in your time. It's already in your year, but this is a perfect addition to serve you to reach the goals you have in the financial area, because we need that time off for our mind to think about something else. And this is the time where the real solutions come. That's why for me this year, and I know so many people are speaking about it, but we're here at the Healing into Femininity platform, and this is our tribe, and we want to bring it into center stage as well. It's about simplicity, and it's really this year is about, for me, it is really about solitude, not in a way of feeling alone or being a hermit, but actually enjoying our own company, enjoying my own company. And I want to talk more about that as well. But just to wrap it up, I want you to formulate those two goals, whatever it is, set only two goals and then allocate time. Like really put it in your calendar and see how much time are you going to dedicate to serve this vision, to serve this goal. And then do it, because this is where the trick is. This is where we lose ourselves. We have these big goals, but then we don't even put daily effort into it. Daily effort. Yeah, and effort doesn't have to be like hard, 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 but just to do something every day. Baby steps ultimately take you up Mount Everest. That's what I've learned from my mentor. And it's true. One baby step at a time, each and every day. And this is going to make you grow so much more than doing something once in a while and then the whole day. No, let's be consistent with baby steps and let's create the surroundings for it. So, I want to talk about that. I'm really looking forward to this episode because I've written some things down, and this is actually like my favorite topic ever. And I believe that this is, again, a thing. I always say to my clients that most of the time, our talents, especially if you are looking forward to also creating a business and find your talent, find your purpose, whatever it is that you are seeking to do. I always say most of the times our talents are so close to us that we don't even see them as talents, especially I call them feminine talents, right? Feminine talents are so subtle, we can't really put our finger on it because the world never like showed us that this is actually something really valuable. And for me, since I can remember, especially like since I live in Germany, I came to Germany when I was six. I know that I have learned, and then it has been my routine and it has my peace to clean my space, to clean my room. And by cleaning, I mean cleaning, like really taking the wet wipes and cleaning every place in my room and really having a full overview of what's going on in my space. I used to do that every Saturday when I was younger. And I remember like cleaning every little corner. And then when I was done, I used to take this spray. It was a perfume, but I used it as a room spray. And then in the end, I sprayed a few pss, and then I felt so good. And I can't remember this, like it's a long time ago, but I always loved that. And this is actually one of my biggest talents. And just this week, one of my clients inside the Dream Builder program, she told me, we had our last session, she told me that one of the biggest takeaways, and I felt like, okay, interesting. One of the biggest takeaways of our time together was, yeah, the recommendation of cleaning your physical space, because cleaning your physical space and all the clutter, all the boxes, and all the stuff will help us to also clean our mind, right? The outside, our home reflects our mind so much. The cleanliness, the order, the purposefulness of the things inside your space. Do the things inside your space serve a purpose? Are they there for a reason, or are they just there collecting dust? Maybe there are things that you don't need anymore, that you don't love anymore, that you really have grown out of, and you will never wear them again or you will never use them again. It's about being honest, right? And it's the same process we can do in our inner work. So I want to talk a little bit about that. Also, rooms. Let's stay with the analogy of the rooms. One thing that I realized this year for me is that at the very beginning of the year, I think I told you before that one girl, like she contacted me and she asked me if I was willing to come to an event or be part of a networking event or something. And I said, only if I'm getting paid. And then she was like, yeah, it's all about the community and all of that. And I realize, and I really stand on that, and I want you. Depending on where you are, we always have to be very realistic with where we are on our journey. So for me, and I'm saying that not to brag or anything, but just for you to also see yourself in me and see, okay, am I at that point as well? Because I'm talking about rooms, right? So this year I realized I am no longer interested in networking events. Like I have been networking since I was 13. Like, that's really how I feel. Like, I have been going outside of my city, going to different cities, connecting with different youth, like from different cities. I have a big network. Like, not only I live in Germany, but not only German wide, but I have people in France, I have people in the Netherlands, I have people in Sweden, I have people, yeah, in France, as I said, I have people all over the world if I wanted to, because I'm a natural networker. I've always been curious. I've always followed my interests, no matter how diverse they were. I love connecting with people, and I was always like, okay, let's like somebody invites me here. I go. So I remember I used to work at the Fashion Week in Berlin. And it was random, just like everything basically in my life. I just always followed my gut. So I worked at the Fashion Week. And then at the Fashion Week, I met this group of organizers and they organized this party. How do you call it? Like it was an event series. And they connected with me, we connected, and then I found myself working with them. It was a club, it was a design party scene, I said, and then I found myself working with them. Years later, through that connection, I am now a host at events. I have been hosting weddings, and I have been also going to the DFB, like it's the German Football League. And I've been around. I've been around. I just want to say that I've been around, and I have not only been to just like in a very low level. I've been around, and I've been in rooms with people, with millionaires, with world stars. I have had the privilege of working with celebrities already, people who are on the big center stage, and I have been on a big center stage as well just last year. With Miss Germany. And so I realize I am no longer interested in networking events. And now here it goes. I am always open to meet new people if they match my energy. And that's the thing. I have been doing something for too long that I have already outgrown. Have definitely outgrown many rooms that I've been in even last year. Yeah. So all the money spent on traveling there, all the money spent on like being in rooms with people that don't bring me any further. Like everything that is being discussed here is old for me. So this year, I'm cutting that out. I am not interested in, let's say, beginner level networking events. No, cut it. Let's cut it. I really love being with myself. Yeah, because if you don't inspire me, if the room doesn't inspire me, you have to pay me to get in. And that's just the level that I'm at right now. Like, really coming from an authentic place, not hyping myself up too much, but it's just true. I have been networking since 20 years and it's enough. Like, now it's time to get paid. And if not, I stay home. That's the place that I love the most. Like, I love my home, as I just said. Teaching people how to declutter and create a beautiful sanctuary for yourself. Like, I'm practicing what I'm preaching. I love my space. I love my space. I love being in my office. I love being in my living room. Like, I love every room in my place because it's exactly the way I want it to. It's clean, it's light, I put on the scents, I put on the lights and all everything I love. And this inspires me. So no need to go out there. And I realize I've been going out there to also seek validation and things like that. And this is really something that I'm done with as well in 2024. I no longer need nobody's validation. Like, I've been doing the work. So I'm done. So I'm only available for the highest of the highest minds. Like, really, literally, the highest of the highest minds and people that inspire me and actually get to work. Yeah. So that's where I'm at, am currently. And I'm staying here with God until something inspires me. And again, I also want to say something about that for like everything I just said, and you can probably hear it. Sometimes I really speak from a place of like being angry, a little bit angry about that I haven't gotten to it before. But that's what it is, right? I'm giving it to you with the energy, but at the same time, I'm very big on forgiveness, right? Forgiveness is so important. That's also what I teach in the Dream Builder. And it's definitely something that I practice, forgiving myself. And also, I want to invite you to forgive yourself for all the mistakes that you've made up until now, up until today, because sometimes it takes long to learn something. Oh my God. And I made so many mistakes in business and in love, or let's say it wasn't even love. It was like the attempt of building relationships on false premises. But that's what I want to invite you to forgive yourself for every mistake that you've made, like the wrong business decisions you've made, the investments you've made, the money you have lost. I can tell you so many stories about that, the money you have lost, the Yeah, maybe not believing in yourself enough. Maybe not believing in yourself enough. I want to say something about that more specifically after that. And yeah, just getting off track because you were distracted. And I don't only call it distraction, but it's definitely coming from inside. It's something that we have to transform. That's what the Dream Builder program is for. It's about you transforming from that need of validation, that need of, yeah, spending your time with people who will not get you where you want to be, right? With men or with friends, just because you don't want to be alone. Yeah, that people pleasing tendencies, just because you don't want to be alone, because we people please in the secret hopes of other people loving us back. You don't need that love. I want to tell you, you don't need that love. The love you need is your love for yourself and your love for God and God's love for you. That's the number one relationship that we have to seek. Yes. So forgive yourself for every mistake. Don't be bitter. Like, don't be bitter. Don't be shut off. The number one most important practice in this life is to keep our hearts open. It's to keep our hearts open, but we live and we learn, and we have to, yeah, forgive ourselves to clean that heart again. But of course, now we're coming from a wiser place in business and in relationships. And with that being said, I also want to invite you to, yeah, to really learn how to get back on your own feet, right? To trust yourself again and to be like, I don't need nobody else. I can't tell you exactly how this is playing out in my life. I remember just a few years ago, like maybe 2 years ago, how I was so open and receptive to all the bombardment of people talking to me on social media, on Instagram, on LinkedIn, on people getting in my inbox, in my email inbox, and writing me, I can help you with this, I can help you with that, on YouTube, on Instagram, and so on. And I remember that I was so receptive to it. And one time, this was like my biggest financial mistake. And I'm telling you this, my biggest financial mistake up until now has been a 30,000 euro mistake because, and all of that because I didn't trust myself and I didn't put the shield and the protection around my mental that I already had everything that I needed in order to proceed. I just had to believe and do the work and be persistent and consistent. I didn't need another investment of 30,000 euro. So this is what you learn, you know? That's why sometimes we make big time mistakes where we lose a lot of money, but then we learn. And I'm not even mad no more because through that, I went through this period where I was in sales. I always tell you, I went to get a corporate job again to be in sales and to pay off, actually to also pay that off and to get stable again and to come back to my clear mind. Because in that job, I realized so many things, and I will tell you more about that, but not today. But I realized so many things. Actually, I wrote everything down that I learned in this job, but I really had to trust myself again. That's sometimes what it is. We have to trust ourselves again, even though we made mistakes, but we have to sit down, and I want to invite you as well to sit down and write down what you have learned from the mistakes you made in business and in relationships. What did you learn? So when you learn, you can adjust your doing, right? You can adjust how you handle things in the future, and you can still come back to self-trust. You can still build up that self-trust because you are the most important person that you have to trust. If you don't trust yourself, you're lost. I had to take a sip of my cacao. So, if you don't trust yourself, you're going to be lost and you're going to be looking around and seeking validation. As I said, you're going to be seeking validation. You're going to be seeking somebody to actually sell you something because that's what it's about. Like everyone is selling and we shouldn't blame people. I'm a salesperson. I love selling. I believe selling is serving. If you believe in something, if you stand behind something, if you know that it's going to bring results, I am all for selling. Yeah, I'm also here to sell you things. I want you to buy the Dream Builder program. I want you to enroll in my programs if it serves you. If it serves you, not by all means necessary, but really if it serves you. And what I want to say here is that only when we feel a level of lack and self-doubt and not trusting ourselves, that's when we buy into not only products, but it's the same thing. It's the same thing with business and with people. If we don't feel complete, and if you've been listening to my previous podcast episode, I've been talking about wholeness a lot, about wholeness, about stepping into your feminine and your masculine, not needing nobody else outside of you, but being full and whole and able to move just you. Then you're good. But if you're lacking something, if you're coming from a place of lack, from a place of not trusting yourself, you're very prone to be sold a lie with men. Because what I realized really is that men are salespeople. Salespeople, like the way they talk to you, the way they love bomb you, the way they pursue you. It's sales. It's the same thing as cheap sales. But if you're receptive to it, you're going to fall for it. And the same thing with business. So the number one thing for you really is to trust yourself again and to recommit to trusting yourself again. And that's okay. If you want to buy something, that's good. But buy it from a level of like trusting the person who's selling, and also with full self-responsibility, right? Not buying something, especially personal development programs, coaching, mentorings, things like that. Don't buy it from a level of help me, save me. Maybe that's a very, very good addition, right, to everything I said before. It's okay. I love buying. We all love buying. We all love investing in ourselves. Like we should love that because we want to grow and learn. That's the only way we can progress. But we want to take full responsibility and full accountability for ourselves in order to not assume that the product or the service or the mentor or the coach is gonna save us, because they're gonna help us to take the steps, right? But you have to take the steps. You have to take full accountability for the result that you want to create, right? So very important to trust yourself. And that's the second thing, is when you learn to trust yourself more, that's how I feel currently. You want to spend more time alone. You want to spend more time alone because you're no longer going to ask for validation. As said, you're not going to ask this person, do you like that? Do you like that? No, you're going to be content, and you're going to be in creation mode, right? You're going to be in creation mode and actually do the things that is on you, that is on your heart, that you want to do, that you want to create. So, it's a really, that's how I feel. Like this year is about, again, simplicity and creation, getting things done with no procrastination, no distraction, yeah, no delay, no talking ourselves out of it, not find all of a sudden becoming sick or tired. I know these things exactly, these four things are the sabotaging mechanisms of our ego, of our programming that will sabotage us from bringing our soul's evolution to pass, because our soul wants to grow. Right? We want to create. We want to express ourselves, but don't sabotage yourself. Again, the four things that will sabotage us is distraction, is delay or procrastination. It's talking ourselves out of it. Like, who do you think you are? It's not the right time. It's not the right place. Blah, 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 blah. You know, and then it can definitely also be a physical symptom. It can be like feeling sick, feeling tired every time you want to actually go for what you set yourself out to do. Watch out for these things, because then you know you're sabotaging your progress. Okay. So if you do that, if you assess, do you feel comfortable with yourself? Do you feel comfortable in your home? Do you actually want to be in those places, in these rooms anymore that you've been in, like until last year? Or what is going on this year, right? Stepping into the person you see yourself to be this year, that's really what it's about. It's about making this decision. It's about committing to your dreams, to your goals, to the two goals we've just talked about, committing to those, and then clearing the space. Clearing the space, like this is so powerful. This is so powerful that you, it can be so easy. That's just really what I want to tell you. Cutting people off, cutting thoughts off, cutting things off, cutting distractions off. Getting into the ambition, getting into the feeling, trusting yourself again, right? Being high frequency and being motivated. If you are not dealing with all the distraction, you're going to have so much more energy, mental energy, physical energy to do the things that you actually set yourself out to do. And then to keep the focus and just be consistent every day in doing what you want to do. And stay on that. You deserve it and you owe it to yourself. I believe that's the energy of 2024. Definitely for me, and I know for you too, because it's in the atmosphere. Yeah. So I wrote a few things down. I don't know if you want to hear it, but what I learned in my sales job, because I feel like it has really, in that I feel like I know, like God has given me this path so I could learn so much. So I really want to let you know a few of those things that I learned through being focused in a job. And I want to tell you these things because maybe you are in a job already, like hopefully you're probably in a either in a career, you are in corporate, or you are. Yeah, you're already busy with building your own business. So this is the kind of woman that I'm speaking to. You can work from home, you can be a wife, you can be a mother, but you're definitely already someone who is active and busy and is looking forward to create the next level of ease, the next level of confidence, the next level of comfort, the next level of money, the next level of self-realization, right? You want to show the world what is inside of you. And what I learned is that, and I always say that this job was I, and yesterday I spent some time with my colleagues actually from that job because it's a group of men, and there were only maybe it was like 90% men, 10% women. And I was like, there were only two women in my team. And the rest men and very masculine men. Like it felt like a being on a football team. And what I learned is that me too, that I'm a beast, right? That I can be focused on a goal, and then being emotionally stable enough to go for the goal again and again and again and again. Depend, like it doesn't matter how many no's you get. You just continue, right? I could continue for 10 hours straight talking with people, being rooted in within myself, like being clear, being stable, and definitely also energy management. Right. And I'm just saying all of these things because probably you have learned so many things inside your actual job already that you can apply to the next level that you want to create for yourself. Because if you want to create something, and this is definitely, I just feel like I want to say it, but I know that you know it already. If you want to build a business, yesterday I recorded this masterclass. If you want to build a business, you should take it on as something that you love, but you do it professionally, right? It's not just a hobby because with a hobby, you will never make money. But if you can bring that energy that you've learned in corporate or that you've learned inside of your business or a failed business, like all of the things we just spoke about that you forgave yourself for, there are gems inside of those things. Every failed relationship, look inside the relationship and see what you have learned. Every business that failed or every endeavor that failed, look inside it and take out the gems because you have learned so many things inside of that that have made you the person that you are. But you have to become conscious of what it is that you learned, right? So, what I also learned in my job is that people pleasing, this is probably one of the biggest for me, that people pleasing is the biggest waste of energy, right? Because either people like you or they respect you, but you never have to make someone like you. You don't have to put effort into someone liking you if you don't have a crooked agenda. Right? That's what I feel. Like if there are two people, and you just show up as your full authentic self. And hopefully, that's what I trust that whoever is listening to this, that you have love inside of you. Yeah, love for you and love for God and love for life, right? So if you're just showing up authentically as you, you don't have to prove yourself to other people. You don't have to prove that you're a nice person. If you know who you are, you're just going to be who you are. So you don't have to prove yourself to anybody. You don't have to make, that's what I mean, like this proactive doing. You don't have to make anybody like you. Just show up as who you are. Like, people pleasing is really the biggest waste of energy. And I really cut it out very fast as soon as I started the job. I think I never, like, I wasn't really too deep into it at that time anymore, but that job really helped me to solidify it. So be you. You don't have to make people like you. Either they will or they won't. So just show up as who you are and have fun with it. So that's what I learned. And another thing that I also learned, and then I'm going to stop, because again, I just want to give you these examples for you to see yourself in them as well. As I said, what I realized, or why I got into the job, is I had to, like, pay off the 30,000 euros while continuing to build my business, right? So I continued to coach while I was in the job, but I also wanted to get out because I was losing trust in myself because I had made that bad decision. It didn't only come with the financial consequence, but it really came with the brokenness of my self-trust. I had made so many bad mistakes and decisions that I felt like, oh my God, like, what am I doing? Like, I couldn't trust myself. So I wanted to get out of my own way and actually be in a group where I was forced to do things and didn't have to, yeah, think about every step of the way myself. So being in this really high profile, higher performance sales job was actually easy for me because I was coming out of my like high-end premium coaching business. And that's why I'm saying that, because also maybe you have done like big leaps few years back, and then there was a rocky time where you have lost trust in yourself. Now I really invite you to reclaim your self-trust, because you have everything you need and more already. You don't have to start from scratch. And again, as I said, I am no longer available for rooms that don't inspire me. You pay me. I'm not an amateur no more. Like, I amateur, I like the word. I learned that it means that you love what you do. I do. I'm an amateur, but I'm also like a highly invested professional already. So, and same maybe with you. So I want you to reclaim that if that's you. Trust yourself again. Trust yourself again and know who you are. You're not starting from scratch. I had to take another sip. So this was what I learned. I was able to function properly in this high level, high profile, high performance job while having like this 30,000 euro liability on my neck while building my coaching business, right? So it just gives you another opportunity to strengthen your mindset and your nervous system in the way of being able to hold pressure, right? That's also what I feel. Like, I got it. I did it. I was quiet. I went through it. I was focused. I was just streamlined. And I felt like a soldier. Some days, like, I woke up, did my makeup, I put on my clothes, I went out, went to the job, and did my, like, really 10 hours or so, or my sometimes even 12 hours. And then I came back home, I ate, I just did a few things, I went to bed. And that's the routine of the 9 to 5. And I actually really appreciated it. And I could really see myself appreciating every person who is in that 9 to 5 job, so much more because it takes really a level of discipline. But at the end of the day, that's also only what it needs. It's interesting. I don't want to degrade it, but it was just like just showing up, just doing it, just standing up, putting your clothes on, go to work, and do the job again and again and again and again every day without thinking about the previous call. Like we had 5 calls a day, and every call was, of course, supposed to close, right? I was a so-called closer. And I was supposed to close, but it doesn't happen. And just being in a room full of people who are all in the same process at the same time, seeing that not everybody, no matter how good you are, nobody closes everyone. So as we know in sales, it's a numbers game. But I just wanted to share that with you again, also for you to reflect back on what have you learned in 2023. Right? So this year we are moving in alignment with your decision. Yeah, you are moving in alignment with your decision. What are your goals? And decision means cutting away. That is literally what decision means. Decidare or something like that is the root word. And it means to cut away. So you cut off everything that is no longer in alignment with the person you have become. Because 2024, you are no longer the person from 2023. You have made decisions, you have made experiences, you've grown. So who are you today? And how are you stepping into the new year? And how are you going to continue to show up as your new identity? Right? So yes, be mentally stable, emotionally strong, and it's really about being focused because actually being focused, being able to be with yourself, not seeking validation from nobody else, being at peace with you, with your space, with the things you're doing, that's where the power lies. You don't have to go outside. Now, this is the time where you're calling the miracles in. As my mentor always says, you can't make it happen, but you can make it welcome. So it's really, really, really what I want to give to you. Again, some real talk. I know I can get very into the concepts and into the spiritual part and into the energetics of things, which are as equally as important. But I always want to give you the real life grind experience because I say that every time again. I am also like I'm a beast, as I said, and just being with the guys yesterday again. They treat me like a princess, like, don't get me wrong, but being with them, I know I'm there because I have that the same beastness like them inside of me as well, right? And just today I went to the gym, and every time I go to the gym, like I go into my crunk mode. So just as much as I'm like the spiritual teacher, spiritual counselor, spiritual life coach with all the principles, it is down to earth, everyday life, right? It is everyday life. And I want you to integrate all of that, what you have learned last year, and then also to use the spiritual principles of getting up on the frequency of who you are today and who you want to be, and then get in alignment, get your mental in alignment, get your emotions in alignment, get your actions in alignment, and then keep on doing it. It can be easy when we are disciplined and will not let ourselves be distracted this year. Okay, so that's it. I wish you a wonderful day, evening, whenever you're hearing this. I want you to get your groove on, and I'm gonna be back tomorrow. So the marathon continues this month. You're gonna get some level of information and inspiration and transformation from me here on this podcast, which I've realized is my favorite medium. But you will definitely also see me on Instagram Live, on Healing Into Femininity, or on YouTube as soon as it functions again. So that's it. I love you so much, and I'm gonna keep you updated on the things happening. So again, also on the 1st of February, I am starting the first round this year of personal group coaching in my life mastery class. It starts on the 1st of February. So if you're interested, check out the website www.joannafatonji.com, and there you see the offers. Okay, so that's it. Looking forward to hear from you. So much love and so much success and peace in 2024. And bye-bye.